praise God, this is this is the importance of coming together to hear from God together. This is the importance of it. Because it's not to serve any one person, it's to serve the body. God has revealed to me something about these last days and the importance of it. It tells us in verse 12 of Luke chapter 6 that one of these days Jesus went out to a mountainside to pray, and he spent the night praying to God. When the morning came, he called his disciples to him, and he chose 12 of them, whom he designated apostles: Simon, whom he named Peter, his brother Andrew, James, John, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James the son of Alphaeus, Simon who was called the Zealot, Judas the son of James, Judas Iscariot who became a traitor. See, the appointments, Jesus didn't consult with himself. This is so important. Jesus did not consult with himself. He consulted with the Father before he chose those that were with him, that would be the ones he set in office over his church. He went up and he prayed all night. He lived as a man would have to, depended upon the Father. He didn't make the decision. He didn't decide for himself who he would call. He went and he prayed all night. Now he had many disciples there, but only 12 of them were chosen for these offices of the church as apostles. Now this is so important because this is a living prophecy for this last day's church. The body of Christ, us, will not choose who among us God has appointed. We must go to God as a body and pray for God's appointments. For God's appointment. Can you see it? When it says that Jesus went up out to a mountainside to pray, this is the same thing as it tells us in Haggai. What God counsels us to do, he said, my house is in a ruin. And you say it's not time to build my house? You planted much, but you've reaped little. You drink, but you never have enough. You're still thirsty. You eat, but there's not enough. This is what I counsel you to do. It's because my house lays in a ruin while you're living in your own way. See, their own choices. What they have appointed to be as far as ministry and what they have decided God wants to do, not what God has decided. And he said, this is what I counsel you to do. Go up into the mountains and bring down timber to build the house that I may take pleasure in it. And that's what Jesus did. He didn't depend upon himself and he didn't consult with himself. He consulted with God. He went up on that mountainside. He went into the heavenlies. You see it? He went to God. And God gave him the appointments and chose among those disciples who would be those apostles. We must do the same thing. We must come together in the unity of this body, submit ourselves to God, and go up to that mountainside, into that communion that is provided through Jesus' body and blood, enter into the Father's very temple. We must go up on that mountainside and inquire of God together about our leadership. It's not the body who appoints them. It's not a board of elders. It's God. And we must hear from God to do this. You want to see the true apostles and the true prophets and the true teachers and the true people he has appointed, then we have to go to God for that. God wants to place now. He wants to begin to place among us, if we will seek him together, his body. If we will seek him together, he will make those appointments for our leadership directly to him and not of men. For our leadership that's directly to him and not of men. It is God who appoints. And that time of appointment is upon us. So we must start coming together in faith to seek his face, so that he can supply the leadership for the building of this Latter-day House, which is his people. Not a building, not another denomination, but the way it's supposed to be. We must come together in prayer and seeking his face, and he will make his appointments. We must seek him about this. It's very clear to me. Now, how many of you does the Spirit witness to that? Does the Spirit witness to that in your heart? The truth of what I've shared with you.
When we were praying, the voice that came into my mind was pray to the Lord to harvest and divert to the fields, so the fields are white for harvest. White for harvest, which is exactly what you just did.
Praise God. Praise God. You know, we really did hear from God today. In a great way. I'd have never... Wow. Right. It is in his word, Sister Marilyn says. Praise God. Praise God. God is about to appoint his leadership. If we will come together, if the body... And we need to spread this message to the body. You understand that? We need to spread this message to the body that if we will come together and humble ourselves before God, if we will go up to the mountain together, he will appoint his leadership. So that we are following his pattern and his design. And God is speaking to us in the way that he chooses to. He will appoint his leadership for this church. Jesus showed us the pattern. And the Holy Spirit has revealed it to us today. You're wondering where? Right. We need to, Sister Marilyn, so bad, to encourage brothers and sisters. You know, and I challenge you, you know, don't despise the day of small beginnings. There's only five of us here in the room. But this message needs to be taken to our brothers and sisters. That if we will humble ourselves and come together, if we will humble ourselves and come together and seek God together, he will appoint us that leadership that is dependable, that's upon God. He will show his way and his way of doing things. This is the beginning. Praise God. Absolutely. Absolutely, Sister Marilyn, he did tell us that today. He's been telling us all along, but we're so deaf to hear. This is the importance of us coming together to seek his face. To make clear what he's already told us. Not just what he will tell us, but to make clear what he's already told us that we missed. Praise you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Praise your holy name.